Hi. How's it going? How are you doing today? I'm doing pretty all right. So I'm doing fuck, I swear someday these will stop. I'm doing another unboxing. Yay! I enjoy them. I don't care if nobody else doesn't like them. Where do I start? At the beginning. Come on. It's like we don't know what we're doing most days. So today I am unboxing a toy from a shop that I am quite fond of called Fantasy Grove. The toy is called an Utan, and it is their take on a equine model. It's a centaur. Centaur? Centaur. I have never questioned how I say some things until I started doing these recordings, and now I'm like, oh my god, somebody's gonna call me on it if I say it wrong. Centaur. Centaur? It's like spoon. If you think about it too long, it ceases to be a real word. We're not gonna worry about it. So, the model's been out for a little bit, but I've kind of been waiting for a pretty one to show up. And then they just had their first year anniversary a couple weeks ago, which is fantastic. Fantasy Grove is one of my favorite shops because they're just doing some really fucking cool shit. They do hand painting on their toys. They do confetti style pours that are kind of a new style that's out where they'll put like chunks of shape in a sort of translucent. So, like I have a squid from them that has star confetti in it, and the star confetti glows and lights up under UV, and it's really pretty. It's really cool. I really like it. I'm into it. I'm into it. So I have one of all of their models at least. Kind of. I'm not gonna say I'm a fangirl because I don't like fangirling over shit, but I really quite like their stuff. I like their aesthetic, and they're doing this thing. Okay, I'm trying to cut the bag open. I really feel like we need to keep asking ourselves, who left me alone with a sharp object? And no fucking brains in my head because I'm clearly not thinking as I'm trying to open this box. I've cut boxes open my entire life. And here I am trying to cut my fucking hand off. Okay. Keeps fumbling with it anyway. So they had their first year anniversary, and I saw one of these boys, and I wanted to get him. I've kind of been holding off a little bit. Yeah, I've been holding off a little bit on like the larger equine models in general, so I'm gonna tell you a tiny secret. My collection, I would say, hovers around like some of them are really big, but I don't like going too big with my toys because I have an irrational fear that I'm gonna blow my vagina out. Like if I'm having a baby or something. I don't fucking want to do that shit. Other people might be into it, I'm not. So anyway, I've been kind of holding off on some of the larger equine models specifically, because they go deep. But I also have been kind of finding myself thinking, well, how are you gonna know until you do it yourself? So and then they shared a photo of this one in particular, and it was really pretty, and I was like, oh yeah, I want that. So I got that. So it's a nice, discreet cardboard box. What do they call it? They called it a, I don't know, rubber decorative item. Accurate. Fuck me. So we've got some really nice forest green tissue paper, which is on point for their brand. Part of the reason why I bought this time around is because as their first year anniversary thing, they were doing like special box inserts if you bought soon enough, and I'm a fucking sucker for that shit. We just discussed a little while ago how I like extra box extras and squishies and stuff. So anyway, let's get the loud rattly bag bullshit out of the way and take some stuff out of the box. Fuck me. Oh no. I'll take a picture of this motherfucker in the box because it's so cute. Oh my god, what did I buy? Am I gonna microlope some? Okay. Fantasy Grove has like a, I guess like the jackalopes are their main mascot. They did quote unquote microlopes, and it's so tiny and so cute. I'll put a picture of it with. I'm not even gonna look at it for a moment because it's scaring the shit out of me. There's a Fantasy Grove sticker, which I love. My invoice. Oh, let's check it really quickly. Yeah, that's all my info. Should I read it out loud? And then a care card. Very good. Yay. The microlope is a really adorable, like, orange and white. It's really fucking adorable. Oh, there'll be pictures. Fuck. It's a pretty bad review if I don't actually talk about the thing I took out of the box because it scares me, right? Oh no! This is really exciting. I'm sorry, I'm gonna take him out of the bag. Thank God he's soft. More plastic bag ASMR. Oh, there's my house goblin and there. It is very big. Oh no. Oh no. Okay, any toy collectors have Okay, let's back it up. It's sparkly though too. Okay, it's fucking massive. I'm in a little bit of shock. Okay. So like I mentioned, it's it's their equine model. So it's got the flatter type head that you see on the horse cocks and the menial ring. Medial. You know what? I don't gotta be smart. Not after this. I'm not gonna be after this thing's done with me. The head, like, oh my god. what would that be relative in size to? It's a really fucking thick dick. Oh, god damn it. It's got balls too. I'm just struggling because I'm a little bit. I didn't. Have I talked about the fact that I don't understand measurements when I read them? Like, I understand what 6 inches is, but I have what's it called? Aphasia? I visually don't see shit in my head. So looking at a chart of sizes, literally, I know, but I don't understand. I can't visualize it in my head and know. So I usually go based on, like, they usually have the thing next to, like, a pop can or soda can, beer can. And I'm sure this one was I'm sure they had a picture of this one next to a soda can, and I would have been a little bit less surprised pulling it out of the box if I had maybe comprehended. Oh, it's fucking mass. Okay, it's got a massive head. It reminds me a little bit of the Cerisee in that, like, it's got ridges around the outside, but they aren't as pronounced as the Cerisee. There's like a good inch worth of thickness I can't get my hand around, and that's like squishing it. Then the menial ring looks to be about as wide as the head. Like, I guess in comparison to, like, the Bad Dragon Chance, where the shaft gets thinner, this one's just fucking thick. It's really pretty. It's rainbowy. I am so scared of what it's gonna do to me. Oh no. It's in, like, okay, I wanna talk. It's kind of like a tie-dye extravaganza. So it's got all sorts of rainbow, different neon-y rainbow colors mixed into, like, a translucent. And there's sparkles. And if we don't think about how it's going to destroy our pussy, I bet he comes from a really rainbowy centaur friend, you know? Like, one that you would eat Fruit Loops with. Maybe you would go on Skittle hunts or something. I don't want to fuck it right now. I'm scared. I'm just dragging my feet. I don't want to fuck it. Well, this is the life we chose, so this is what we're gonna have to do anyway. Anyway, he's really pretty. He's just fucking, like, I don't even think that's gonna do, like, I'm not even sure if that can do justice to how, the shaft is as wide as my hand is. That's the same width as my wrist. I just did the math. Okay. I Okay, I guess I'll be back. Oh, we did this to ourselves. We have to. We have to. We need to know. Okay, I'll be back. I need to wash him. The usual unboxing bullshit. Beep, 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 beep. I'll be right back unless it kills me on our way. Like, it feels heavier than my Mystic, and my Mystic's pretty fucking scary. Back. How's it going? Hi. Here's the deal, boys. 'Cause I can't lie to you. I do like I take these reviews a certain amount of seriously because I do think that there is a space for this kind of content for usability aspect. So I don't want to lie to you about things. So, Uten, because I said the name wrong in the first part, because I thought it was an A, not a U. He is a thick boy. He's a beefy boy. He's legitimately the largest toy in my collection, and legitimately the biggest challenge. This is not a toy. So here's what happened. After I finished opening the box the other day, because I was doing two reviews that day, I reviewed the other toy, and then I put on pause to wash them. And with this one, I was honestly really afraid of what it was going to do to me, slash if it would get stuck. I'm honest to God worried it will get stuck inside me, and then I have to go to the hospital and explain that there's a thing stuck in my vagina. Please don't cut it up. It costs too much money for you to cut it up, but can you get it out of me, please? There's a really bad joke in there about other things. It's not today, not today. So, and then I made the call to test it off audio to start because it is so scary. I just didn't really feel like recording a failure that day, you know? So I was able to confirm that I can get it in. And it was a bit of a thing. So we're gonna do it again. It's a couple days later. I've been staring at him and working on other stuff. So like it's been on my mind. I do apologize that this isn't a first impression, but my first impression was, Jesus Christ, that might actually kill me. And I just don't feel comfortable. I'm gonna keep my near-death experiences to myself, but now that we know that it doesn't get us that close to death, we'll record it. So I am going to be using a I'm gonna be using a generous amount of lube, because I'm here to get stretched out. I'm not here to get, well, I'm kind of here to get ruined. But not in that way, you know? So, I have warmed up a little bit prior to coming into this as well. I just as fun as it is to get stretched out, it's not fun when it can potentially cause damage, and it's okay to need to take a bit of time to prep yourself. I know myself personally, I'm kind of hard on myself for that sort of stuff. No, I should be able to do it. You're not gonna enjoy yourself if you get hurt, and then you run the risk of not being able to enjoy yourself for a while. So just, unless you get off on the pain and the hurt and the misery and stuff, like, that's cool too. I'm not here to judge that. I personally want a pleasurable pain, not a trauma-inducing pain. So anyway, this boy's thicker than my wrist. I'm basically fisting myself with a toy, which is good because I have a really hard time angling my hand. So like, I'm sure I could do it if I could get the right angle, but can't get the angle, so then it's that would be another really embarrassing thing to go to the doctor for. Imagine like going out to the Uber for that, because you're certainly not driving yourself there. Oh fucking God. Okay. More lube. I put some lube on and okay, without further ado, because I don't want to waste the warm-up that I put in by just sitting here and like talking. This boy is like, this is one of those ones that you need help with. Oh. Oh, that was what I was carrying him from the sink to my room. Sorry, I'm just just getting positioned, and okay, I'm in the spot where if I just I don't want to, I'm scared. It already hurts a little bit. Fuck that shit. Oh, God. Oh, fucking God damn it. I literally forgot what I was talking about. Sometimes I'm joking when I do that. I literally forget. What was I talking about? It doesn't matter. Oh, God damn it. Besides, it's fun. Okay. I just. Okay. This is what it was like the other day, too. So, okay. So here's what I was gonna say. Fuck. I'm gonna put it back in though really quickly first. Oh no. Okay, we're fine. We're fine. We're fine. It's cool.
Okay. We're just gonna let that think about its existence for a minute and work the clit and adjust. Here's the thing, I was gonna say this before. It's got the flared head like the equine models do. But he's so fucking wide. This feels like an upper tier limit for me right now. Fuck. So like, that's hard on the wrist. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm fucking destroyed. Where did my brain go? Okay. Flared head means it wants to stay inside me, and if I want to spin it a little bit to get a slightly different angle to hold the base. Fuck. I can feel those those ridges on the head that are the pointy. Oh, fucking. And just feels really good. In like a really invasive way. I don't really want to. Oh, fuck. I don't want to fucking move it too fast because I'm legitimately worried it's gonna fuck me up. Oh, just the way. Just the way my pussy wants to hold on to it. It's like, no. Now you're in. Not until you come. So it has a ring. I'm not even. I'm not very close to getting that in me. I feel very full. Yes. Okay. If we go really nice and slow, though. Oh, my fucking Jesus. Oh, fuck. It feels real good. Like I'm getting fucked by a goddamn monster. This is what I wanted. me. Oh my God. Now that I'm warmed up to it a bit, though. Damn. Oh, God damn. God damn. God damn. Fuck. Oh, fucking goddamn it. That's so fucking. Yes. Heard in a long time. Oh, my pussy. It's okay. I should hydrate. Where's my water bottle? I fucking. There it is. Oh. I feel I feel like I need a nap. That's a fucking thick boy. He's a thick ass boy. Come on. If you're not into getting destroyed, it's not gonna be for you. I think I would like to get a slightly smaller one to compare to. I have a medium Sleipnir. I would like to compare, but I that fuck. Much like with a lot of things, when I first got it in, it was a little bit tight. Once you get it in and you're working and you ignore the fact that it's literally vacuuming your fluids back into you as you're pulling it out. Imagine if it was your cum. I would fucking be pregnant in no time. Sorry. I don't wanna talk about it anymore. I'm frankly I think I'm traumatized. fuck. I thought I was kinda limiting myself, but oh, fuck. Don't have anything. It destroyed my brain. I don't know how. I think it fucking rerouted through my entire body. Good. Solid toy. A plus. Fuck. I don't know what else you want to know about it. My pussy's sore now. I am fucking stretched right out. I am going to go have some ice cream. And oh my God. Thank God it didn't kill me. Thank God. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for getting to the end. I really hope it was I'll maybe be back unless I fucking have internal hemorrhaging or something. That's a joke. I'll be fine. I'm feeling fine. I'm just tired. Okay, bye-bye. Hi.
Hi, this is just my little ending bit where I say, this review is not sponsored in any sort of way. I'm not receiving any sort of kickback. I purchased the toy and paid all of the lovely shipping by myself. And, just to cover my ass, not sponsored, all my own dumb opinion. Thank you so much for listening, though. Bye.